This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, pushing for farm workforce issues, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act passed by the House recently. Now it's up to the Senate to approve a bill that would create a program allowing farm workers and their families to earn legal status and would make changes to the H-2A program. Claudia Larson, National Milk Senior Director of Government Relations, says it's time to call your senator.
If the bill sits here and is stagnant and does not move, we lose the opportunity to continue to work in the space in a meaningful way. And again, we have a window now to move something, and we want to seize that. So supporting the bill is supporting continued real discussions on finding an actual solution here. And National Milk feels that the only way to continue these discussions in a way that may actually lead to something real is to move this bill through the House with as much bipartisan support as possible so we can continue our discussions in the Senate, signaling to the Senate that this can be done in a bipartisan way and it should be included in any broader immigration reforms that pass.
She explains more about the bill and what's in it for dairy.
Farm workforce modernization has three general titles. Title I addresses our current workforce. Title II addresses reforms to the ag labor visa, the H-2A visa. And then Part III is mandatory E-Verify for all of agriculture. Dairy's general needs within the ag labor space are protection for our current workers and their families, some sort of legal status there to protect our current workers. And then also we need access to a workable guest worker program. This bill in Title I addresses our current workers and their families in a way that provides, again, an earned legal status for those who have worked in agriculture and who continue to work in agriculture. Title II, the H-2A visa reforms, address dairy's needs to have meaningful access to an ag labor, a guest worker program that is extended to dairy in Title II. Given that, again, dairy's two general needs are addressed in farm workforce modernization in a way that would be workable for dairy. This does address dairy's two broad and general needs. It is not a perfect bill. No piece of legislation is going to be perfect, but by addressing the needs in a way that would be workable for dairy, it is a vehicle that we feel like we can support moving it forward through the process so that additional improvements can be made as we move forward.
She encourages producers to go to the nmpf.org website, an easy way to sound off.
National Milk has on its website the tool called our Advocacy Alert, where you can go online, enter your information. It will identify your member of Congress, and it will help connect you to your member of Congress so you can tell your story and be an advocate on behalf of ag labor reform. So right now, National Milk actually has this highlighted on its website. It is a hot issue right now. So if you just log on, if you just go online to nmpf.org, there's a red bar at the top that is highlighting this issue that will take you to the action page where you can read more about how to contact your member of Congress, and you can use the tools right there on the page. It will connect you directly to the office.
Those are comments from Claudia Larson, National Milk Senior Director of Government Relations, on a recent Dairy Defined podcast, and her final comments.
I think I'd just really like to highlight the real window of opportunity we have here in the next couple of months to move ag labor reform through the House and then through the Senate. And this window of opportunity, I think if we don't seize it, we're not entirely sure when it will open again. And so I would just really like to stress that if people want to become involved, your voice will have an impact with your members of Congress. And I think that now would be the time to do it, to really seize this window while it's open.
Claudia Larson, National Milk Senior Director of Government Relations. More details at nmpf.org.
USDA is investing nearly $300 million to help improve rural community facilities and essential services in 16 states and Puerto Rico. More than half of the funding is for rural health care and emergency response services.
The virus has probably hit all of us in one form or another, but it has hit rural America in a very specific and hard way. Rural residents are more vulnerable to serious infection and death.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's comments came at his first post-confirmation news conference. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll check in with Dr. Mike Hutchins in our Feed Forum Friday. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.